The deadline for approving the budget is June 22nd, but with the required 10-day posting period, the board will make their final approval at the first meeting in June. In August, they'll hold a truth and taxation hearing for purposes of approving the tax increase needed to fund the 2018-19 school year. They're still sorting out several line items in the budget, and business administrator Todd Hauber says the tax increase they will need is still a ballpark figure.
Shot in the dark at this point because some of the pieces still being discussed have significant cost to them. General numbers are going to be somewhere around a $5 million increase. And so the cost on that for a $100,000 home is probably about $9 per $100,000.
The state administers the basic school levy. There's an add-on this year that will generate $2.5 million from Park City School District property owners that will go to the state coffers and be redistributed throughout the state, but none of those funds will come back to this school district.
A second piece has to do with our schools now, and that is a combination of income tax money that the legislature set aside plus a property tax increase as well. And so that's running estimated about $1 million or so in that range. Again, money that will be collected through property tax, but the school district will participate in the redistribution of those funds. It's just at this point, it's not a dollar for dollar redistribution. So we'll send out about $1 million and then see about $450,000 come back.
The Our Schools Now legislative compromise involves voter approval of a 10-cent gas tax hike. Hauber says if that ballot initiative passes in November, the district stands to receive some of that funding.
So that's designed to generate additional monies upwards to $700 million. That won't be realized in year one when that happens. That will be over about a five-year period that they'll reach that level. Those dollars go into a special restricted account within the state. And the expectation is that those monies would then be available for distribution to the school districts either on a WPU basis or on a per pupil basis. That all has to be worked out through the negotiations. The 10 cents won't come directly to the school districts. It'll go into the general fund and or the transportation fund, which then relieves general fund monies in the transportation fund, and then that relieves monies going into the education. It's a trickle effect.
Mandatory school fees and academic course fees totaling about $700,000 will be waived next year as well. Kaplan says they will explore partnerships with the community to help in this funding.
Playing football, soccer, cheerleading would not be covered. Having an outfit for gym class would be covered. You know, so it's the everything that's a mandatory fee for all the parents who fill out those, you know, who write those checks every year from Acheron. Anything that's a mandatory fee or an academic course is waived. Anything that is a an extracurricular is still in place. And that's, again, something we're going to have a conversation with other community partners, including Community Foundation and, you know, and the city, et cetera, about, you know, how we want to provide equity for those activities. There's a lot of movement, you know, including the Solomon Fund with the Community Foundation that's focused on that. And, you know, we're going to participate along with them in a discussion to figure out what makes the most sense going forward on the rest of that.
Administrators requested another 7 new positions for next year, which could cost taxpayers another $1 million if approved. The board has requested more details and will make a decision at the next school board meeting on May 15th. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.